1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A top U.S. official weighs in from Israel on President Trump's decision to call off trade talks with Canada over an ad using snippets of a former president talking about tariffs. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio just told reporters it took Ronald Reagan's words out of context, and he has not spoken with Canada's foreign minister.
The entire East Wing is now demolished, and a lawsuit's been filed to prevent further damage to the White House as the president makes way for a massive new ballroom. This tourist observed,
I think it's going to end up looking gaudy. I think this is about him trying to put his gold embossed Trump stamp on the building itself.
Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier's attorney defending his client after he was netted in the federal crackdown on a massive gambling ring.
There's a lot of people that are very close-lipped about what happened in 2023, but what I was told is there was an investigation. They interviewed him twice. They took his phone, downloaded everything, and at the end of the day, they said there's nothing to see here and cleared him.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Come out to support the Boys of Winter. Join in the excitement and the thrill of each Wisconsin Rapids River Kings home game. Come cheer on the team with your friends at 105.5 FM.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging Wisconsinites to continue to protect themselves against mosquito bites. Isabella Nieto has more.
The advice comes after the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, or EEE. This means there are mosquitoes still present in Wisconsin that can spread the virus and possibly other illnesses to people and animals. EEE is fatal in most horses showing signs of illness. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. Horses can be vaccinated for EEE and West Nile virus, and officials recommend reducing exposure to mosquitoes by keeping horses in the barn from dusk to dawn when mosquitoes are most active.
Did you know that drinking beer can attract mosquitoes? Joanne Krulatz explains.
A new study from Radboud University in the Netherlands shows that mosquitoes are especially attracted to beer drinkers. Researchers had 500 volunteers in Amsterdam filled out questionnaires about their hygiene, diet, and behavior, then placed each participant's arm into a cage of mosquitoes. Beer drinkers were 1.35 times more likely to encounter mosquitoes than those who didn't. Southeast Wisconsin is experiencing a significant increase in mosquitoes due to recent historic flooding.
Humans can get Eastern equine encephalitis, even though we're not horses. So, with it being confirmed in the state, and if you plan to drink beer this weekend, you may want to have your bug spray or other deterrents handy. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A Brewers promotion. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held their end-of-season press conference. The team announcing GM Matt Arnold has been promoted to the team president of baseball operations. Arnold asked about the future of pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who was unable to perform in the postseason. He would only say a decision is coming in the offseason. Game one of the World Series is tonight in L.A., the Dodgers against the Blue Jays. Basketball, the NBA rocked by the arrest of former player and now head coach of the Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, and 30 others allegedly involved in an illegal gambling operation. The FBI says it has ties to the mob. The Bucks are on the road tonight. They play the Raptors in Toronto. NFL, Packers and the Steelers Sunday night. I'll have coverage from Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers telling us he looks forward to returning to Green Bay.
You know, my football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
Strauss.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin heads west to take on the Oregon Ducks. Our coverage begins at 4.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Looking pressured and sacked.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chris Mays of Clearly Confused Entertainment, and it's a bar band Friday night featuring Terry Barr's Max Inc. radio co-host, Rocker. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning, 7:06. Nice to have you back here on a Friday morning. It's October 24th. Parker Olson producing things down in Madison Studio A2. Madison right now, let's see, it's 28 degrees. 28 degrees, Madison, right now. It's 23 here in the Chippewa Valley. It is 23 right now in Hayward, 32 in Wausau, 30 in Oshkosh. And coming up this hour, we will have our Week in Review panel, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, along with journalists Jennifer Schulze and Mark Jacob. We got things to talk about, you know, like the complete destruction of the White House East Wing. We've got a president who's bombing boats in both oceans, probably without legal justification on that. We've got plenty of other things to talk about as well. There's the whole government shutdown and whether anything is changing on that front. So all of that still to come. And then 1 hour from now, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be dropping in, I believe, from Pittsburgh, where she was attending a conference. And by a pleasant coincidence, that's also where the Packers are playing this weekend against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so she will be reporting on heading to the game to see the Packers taking on Aaron Rodgers for the first time. Of course, she's already put into the rotation someplace here on one of these computers lying around Civic Media, the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. And you can hear that tomorrow at noon across the Civic Media Radio Network, or you can follow as a podcast. Subscribe over at Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. But as for the Packer game against the Steelers, well, coverage will begin Sunday at 5 p.m. Remember, it's a Sunday night game. Kickoff is at 7:20. And so you've got coverage beginning at 5 o'clock on some of the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. And then tonight, there's Badger men's basketball, an exhibition game against Oklahoma at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum. Coverage will begin at 6:30 tonight on stations in Richland Center, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Ripon. Again, civicmedia.us to learn more. From WisPolitics comes word of another potential candidate for Congress up north here in the 7th Congressional District. Again, WisPolitics with the story that says that former Republican State Senator Dewey Strobel, who has represented the legislature from the Milwaukee suburbs, tells WisPolitics that he's been approached and has been having conversations about running in the 7th CD. Strobel says he's had a home in the 7th CD for nearly 25 years. Now, I don't know if that's a cabin, if it's a full-on second home, vacation home, but he's had some kind of property in the 7th CD for 25 years, and so he says he's getting calls from people interested in seeing him run for the seat that's going to be vacated by Tom Tiffany, who is now running for governor. Strobel says, quote, "I think I'm a proven conservative that stays true to their values that are important, frankly, throughout the state. If he runs, it would be the second time Dewey Strobel's run for Congress after he unsuccessfully sought a spot in the 5th Congressional District, you know, where he lives, in Saukville. Whether folks in the 7th Congressional District would take kindly to somebody, you know, coming up from the Milwaukee suburbs and saying, I'm here to be your congressman, remains to be seen. But again, things are much more fluid in the 7th district right now. There are people who, you know, have expressed interest in running on the Republican side. There is an announcement on the Democratic side. Fred Clark, former legislator, is running for Congress up there now in the 7th district, which again is a gerrymandered district to begin with. And again, that's my fault for the Republicans gerrymandering the maps to protect Sean Duffy when I ran against him in 2012. So it is a heavier Republican district than it used to be when Dave Obey was representing it for 40 some years. But you now have a president with historically low favorability numbers and the potential for midterm elections that really don't go well for the party in power. Traditionally, they don't go well for the party that's in the White House. Now, again, in this era of Citizens United and corporate money flooding in, you know, all bets are off. But the way that things stand right now, that district should no longer be considered unwinnable by a Democrat. Frankly, any district shouldn't. Think back to 2006 when there was a similar Democratic wave, when people were very frustrated with George W. Bush and the war in Iraq, and suddenly you had legislative districts flip in Wisconsin that hadn't flipped in 80 to 90 years, where people said that, you know, the party in power has been there just a little too long, getting a little too full of themselves, too big for their britches, and voters made a change. And that very well could be happening next time as well. But again, we got to see who the candidates are. And that's where I put out this caveat as well. Anybody can say they're running for office at this point. You don't actually become a candidate with your name on the ballot until sometime next year. To get on the ballot, it's a process of collecting signatures on petitions. They're called nominating petitions. You go door to door, or you know, you wrangle people as they're coming out of the grocery store and say, here, will you sign this petition? It doesn't mean you're going to vote for that person. It just means you're signing this petition that says, yep, you could be on the ballot. And then if you get enough signatures, and there have been candidates in the past who say they're running for something and then failed to collect enough signatures to qualify to get on the ballot. Those petitions can't even be circulated until, I believe, April 15th of next year. And I believe the deadline is June 1st of next year. So it's June 1st, when we will really know who is going to be on the ballot and who won't. And of course, there will be a primary in August, again, August 11th of next year. And I can't stress enough the importance of keeping that August primary in mind. There are going to be, I would dare say, as many or more primaries, contested primaries, than we might have ever seen here, with congressional district primaries, legislative district primaries, and of course, primary for governor as well. So folks are either going to be looking for you to vote on August 11th or to take part in early voting, either in person at your clerk's office or voting by mail. And before you do all that, keep in mind that there are certain politicians out there that don't want you to have that right anymore. They want to strictly limit voting by mail. They want to get rid of convenience measures like absentee ballot drop boxes. Some politicians are even willing to move absentee ballot drop boxes to keep you from using them, it seems. So remember that next year, that when we get caught up in all of the political ads, and political ads will say all kinds of wild, wacky things, you know, stick to the fundamentals of what this person's record is, what this candidate's promises have been, and then make your decision accordingly. But again, up in the 7th district, the newest story there is the potential for a suburban Milwaukee legislator to say that he's going to be running up in northern Wisconsin. We've got some high school football playoff action on some civic media stations coming up later today. And then we've got Badger football coming up this Saturday. Coverage begins at 4 o'clock on several civic media stations before the Badgers take on Oregon in a game on Saturday night. Then some other sports that you might not have heard about previously, the Badger women's hockey team, they will be playing at home in Madison at Laban Arena Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. They will be hosting Minnesota State Mankato. The Badger women's hockey team is now 8-0, the number one ranked team in the country. Five of those eight wins have been shutouts. The Badger women's volleyball team is 13-3, ranked ninth in the country, and they are playing out west late tonight. They're in Washington. They will take on the Huskies at 9 o'clock. You can catch that game on the Big Ten Network. The Milwaukee Bucks are in Toronto to take on the Raptors. 5:30 is the start time there. Guard Kevin Porter Jr. will miss the game with a sprained left ankle. And then finally, we have the World Series Game 1 tonight. It'll be the LA Dodgers hosting the Toronto Blue Jays starting on Friday. And so it's where we turn to noted baseball expert Parker Olson, who is not just a show producer, but is a prognosticator as well. LA Dodgers, we know what a juggernaut they look like. They going to take this thing, or is Toronto going to play the role of David versus Goliath?
I don't know. Hang on. We're not saying David versus Goliath here. They're both top five payrolls, Pat.
Okay. Okay. All right. Goliath versus Goliath Jr. How's that?
Thank you. I think it'll be really interesting to see if the Blue Jays bats can keep as hot as they've been. They've had some really big moments. I think they can probably get I think they're going to win at least two games. I am hoping with all my being that they beat the Dodgers and win the World Series, because I cannot.
But realistically, you're saying Dodgers in six.
Probably.
Okay.
It makes me sad.
I know. Yes. It helps remove some of the pain of what the Brewers did. But yeah, for now, we're on Team Canada when it comes to this.
Yeah. I don't even care that the Brewers lost to the Dodgers. I just don't like the Dodgers as an organization.
Sure.
And it's weird to say that this year, because actually I think they have a lot of really likable guys this year. I think this is one of their more likable teams ever.
I like that you're so emotionally torn on the Dodgers. One moment you're channeling Kylo Ren. Yes, let the hate flow through you.
War!
Yeah. And other times it's like, oh, they're a cute little fluffy team. They're a bunch of lovable scamps, little Dodgers.
I like Shohei. I like Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
They don't have Manny Machado. That's a good thing.
That is very key that they don't have Manny Machado anymore. That does make them infinitely more likable as a result. So game one of the World Series will get started tonight. Coming up later today across the Civic Media Radio Network, Matt and Air on Air. We just had Greg Bach here. He and Jane Matt and Air will be along at 9 o'clock. And just after 10 o'clock, they will be talking to Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media's political editor. And I don't know what's on the docket, but based on Dan Schaefer's latest commentary, I sense that it might also include the forthcoming expansion project for I-94 going right through the middle of Milwaukee. Dan has been a longtime critic of the proposal to expand, to add another lane. You know, this whole notion of, you know, just paving your way to prosperity. Let's just add a you know, an eighth lane and a ninth lane, and maybe that'll finally do the trick. Dan has a lot to say about what our transportation system should look like around Wisconsin and specifically through the Milwaukee area. So be on the lookout for that. Then on the Maggie Dawn show later, coming up at 4 o'clock, she will be talking to State Senator Kristen Dassler Alfheim, and they will be talking about the latest increases in price, the big increases in price coming to health insurance plans that are purchased on the marketplace through the Affordable Care Act. And she will talk a bit more about insurance coverage in Wisconsin. Are there things the legislature can do to make sure that insurance covers more things that it should? And then the whole crisis of insurance companies that are hiking prices because they're not getting the support that we used to get from Congress and the federal government. It's what's led to this shutdown that is continuing, that Republicans could end today if they just wanted to keep the rest of you and all Americans from experiencing huge spikes in health insurance premiums. They have the opportunity to do that, but would rather see pain inflicted, including sharply reduced SNAP benefits. And I've just written a story about that that you can find on our website, upnorthnewswi.com. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. Our Week in Review panel is coming up here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
As the year winds down, it's time for a financial tune-up. Here are some steps to consider. If you're 73 or older, you'll need to take required minimum distributions from traditional retirement accounts to avoid a 25% penalty on any amount you should have withdrawn but didn't. And if you're still working, consider ramping up your pre-tax retirement contributions. Not only will this help your future self, but it might reduce your current tax bill. Now is a good time to review your investments. Did they perform as expected? Do they still match your goals? You may need to rebalance. One more thing. If you've had major life changes like marriage, divorce, or a new baby, review the beneficiary designations on all bank and brokerage accounts. These often override what's written in your will. Taking care of these and other financial tasks now can help you start the new year on solid ground.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
The coins we carry every day hold so much history. Have you ever wondered if they were worth more than face value? Gary's Coins and Stamps in Wisconsin Rapids is here for you with years of experience. The team can help you to discover the worth, help you find other treasure, or buy your unneeded coins, gold, and silver. Gary's Coins and Stamps, downtown Wisconsin Rapids, wants to wish everyone a frighteningly good time this Halloween.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hope is one of those things that really just like stops us in our tracks and really makes us back up and look at things, look at the world from a different view, right? And I think that's something that as a society, we need to do, just really not just for our mental health, but just for everything in general. Take the time and really cherish the moments, right? And so if you start doing that, your mental health is only going to improve day by day. And like I said earlier, it's not going to happen overnight. It will take time. But if you can, if it becomes a habit, eventually you'll notice a difference, and maybe you won't notice it, but those around you will notice it because it's become an everyday thing for you. So you might not notice it, but the folks around you will notice it. And I always joke that if you are more positive, you're a more pleasant person to be around.
Yeah. There is that wonderful benefit to it too. And speaking good benefits to it, I appreciate you sharing that, Kazua. And I also appreciate I don't know if it was intentional or not, but another thing you brought up with this of, you know, we do these things and we're hoping to improve our day-to-day, our mental health and a lot of this, but there's so many other benefits that come from it and so many side pluses. I've always been horrible about being in the moment. Mm-hmm. I started to do this, this journey of mine, and part of it was, well, I got to be in the moment. If I'm in the moment more, I'm appreciating right now and I'm not immediately thinking of the negative of impact of this current event or something. But it got me to be in the moment more. It got me to do that. Got me to be around at more events and more things because people wanted me around more and stuff. And just simply enjoying my life more. you know, in case nobody says it to you today, you deserve that. We all deserve that. We deserve to enjoy our lives. You deserve to be happy. It's okay. So many of us go walking around thinking we don't deserve that, or and maybe not. Maybe it's a subconscious thing. But it you know, tell each other that. Tell yourself that you deserve to be happy. There's nobody out there listening that doesn't. That's another thing to keep in mind. And one other thing too with this, and I think a big difference between you and I's journey that I wish wasn't different, but it is. With me, and I was doing these things very grassroots, very looking up my own information and trying to, you know, not self-medicate, but self-heal. Mm-hmm. And it made my process that much longer, and I think that much more difficult. And I still got here, but it took me a lot longer, and I could have used some resources. I could have used some help on it. That was on me for not seeking those out. But having an organization like this, or having a group like this, a We Cope like this, that you were able to take advantage of and everything, that's really noteworthy. It's not only great because you're not in this journey alone, but as you and I could relate to, and many out there that are listening, you know, you could be the greatest teacher in the world or the greatest instructor in the world. But if you don't have any background in this, if you haven't experienced it yourself, it's harder for people to engage. It just is. We get it. We understand what it can be like to deal with these things. So individuals out there listening to us, hopefully will hear that a little bit more and take advantage of this. And one last thing with it, too, not only being not alone, but it's not kind of you show up for an hour and you're done. Good luck with everything. Mm-hmm. There are, as I see here, 7 sessions to be a part of this.
Correct. So this is a 6 to 7 week program, and it's about an hour, hour and a half each time. And we really dive into the different topics, right, each week. And so we always follow up. And even after the fact, after the 6 to 7 week sessions, we follow up every like 3 to 4 months just to see where you are and how you're doing, right? Because to me, it's not about here, it's a class, it's done. It's about taking care of the person that you've, like, I might not be your best friend. I might not know you outside of this, but a small little email saying, hey, how are you doing? How has this helped you? Could you just share some benefits, right? And it's that follow-up that I feel in just in the world today, we have just in everything that we do it, and then that's the end. There is no follow-up with anything that we do anymore. And so it might be a wonderful program, but if you don't follow up, how do you know if it's helping or not? How do you know if it's this person is still going through the trenches of their mental health struggles, right? And so I praise the program that we have and the researchers and the founders of this this program that we have this follow through. And something that you had touched on and then I really wanted to say too was that, you know, we have to make sure that we give ourselves that grace, right? I always talk about if I saw somebody going through the same struggles, what would I say to them? And if I said that to them, why not say that to myself? Because that self-compassion and that self-care is truly important. And how can I help others when I can't even help myself right now? And so, what's the saying? You can't pour from an empty bucket, right? Yeah. And so if you really, truly want to help others, you have to make sure that you give yourself that grace. You have to make sure that you take care of yourself first before you can help others. And maybe it's doing it side by side, right? You're doing it together and you're filling each other's buckets, which would be wonderful. But if you don't take care of yourself, it's really hard to take care of those around you.
There's nothing more rewarding to me in this world than being there for my loved ones, being there for the people I care about in any way at all. I was not able to do that before as well as I am now. Mm-hmm. I had to take care of my own backyard before I could help them with theirs. Yeah. And that's was the big shift for me in getting me to finally really take some action in this. Yes, I was tired of being grumpy and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I realized I'm not able to do that. I'm not able to help people with their stuff if I'm not taking care of my own. Mm-hmm. It's another thing that even if it takes twisting it that way, whatever you got to do to start working on that mental health of yours, you deserve it. You deserve to be happy and you're not alone in it. And there's other things along with this too. Like we've already seen you are a success story yourself, Kazuo, but there's been other stories too that people have shared with this.
Oh, 100%. And if you want more details, you can always go to UW Extension's website and they have mental well-being success stories. But We Cope is one of those that when we do those follow-ups, so many people say that they continue the skills that we teach them, right? And that it's like I have something here that says 91% said WeCope had a lasting positive effect on their well-being. And you know what? I don't disagree with that at all because, you know, even like I said, for me going through this by myself, like because I wanted to see what it was like, it was very eye-opening and it has had a lasting effect. And, you know, like I have told you before, I've been working in my mental health since my teenage years, but the last...
You were listening to The Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR. Is there still any holiday demand out there to help drive dairy higher? Good question. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's a question that's difficult to answer these days. We're going to find out why next.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Cody Koster, a dairy analyst with EverAg, is asking himself, is there still some holiday demand out there that could help drive dairy higher? He said trying to come to a conclusion is difficult these days without critical information from the federal government.
I think there is still a little bit of holiday demand right ahead of us. We've been told recently there's a few companies that are kind of hand-to-mouth on spot because, you know, 3 months ago, everyone was talking about how far we were going to slip in cheese going towards $1.50, and we never quite got there. And I think there was a lot of companies that were sitting back waiting to get down to $1.50 and then buying at that price. And when we never got there, as we get closer to the holidays, they're like, well, we're kind of a little bit low on inventory. We should probably get something bought in right now.
Cody Koster, he's a dairy analyst with EverAg. He said if that holiday demand is going to kick in on dairy, it better happen pretty quickly. He said it takes time for that cheese to make it from the manufacturer into the slicing, cutting, and wrapping process before it arrives at potential retail locations. Markets are next.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Mixed trading in dairy on Thursday. Barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese dropped a penny and a half to 172.5, while AA butter gained a penny and three quarters to 156 and a quarter per pound. November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 4 this morning, 1747. December's up 9, 1694. Currently, December corn's down a penny and a half at 426. November soybeans are down a half at 1044. July new crop wheat up a half, currently $5.50 a bushel. Looking for more food and farming news? Check out MidwestFarmReport.com anytime. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on!
And save! Badgers win the shootout!
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the hole!
Badger Hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Across the state of Wisconsin, people have concerns, to say the least, about Badger football. Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion and NFL vet, will be here to discuss it at our favorite fall event. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Our Week in Review panel coming up in just a bit, and then in the next hour, Dr. Kristen Lierley and also Mike Clemens will join us to talk a little sports. Next week on the program, we'll talk to Lucy Ripp from A Better Wisconsin Together. We'll talk to Jim Renicki from the Friends of the Apostle Islands. We'll talk to Ruth Conniff from the Wisconsin Examiner, and we'll visit with Ingrid Kundinger. Sorry, didn't have her last name in front of me here. Ingrid Kundinger with the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources. There are all kinds of folks who are having to find new Medicare Advantage plans because their current ones are being dropped. And so we'll talk more about the resources that are available in finding a new Medicare plan for yourself, or maybe you are a caregiver or an adult child to a parent. So that will be coming up, all those guests and more next week. All right, I'm joined once again by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, Mark Jacob, Jennifer Schulze. And Mark, we're going to start with you because your latest Stop the Presses newsletter has the title, My Exclusive Trump-Era Tour Inside the Media's Brain, What Were America's Journalists Thinking? I Have Strong Suspicions. It's a very fascinating timeline that captures the collective thought of the national media. Tell us more.
Yeah, I was trying to explain the whole media evolution here, you know, how the media was fascinated by Trump and you know, in the 2016 and 2015, and they were using it, you know, to get a Trump bump. You know, if you remember, you know, the CBS CEO declared it may not be good for America, but it's damn good for CBS, you know, and how the media then, you know, became aghast that the American public was embracing all these bigoted comments and crazy comments by Trump. That they won, and then the media said it's not our fault that he won. And I was just trying to get through the whole mindset of then being bored by Biden and not, there's no Biden bump. And so they wanted, you know, and the idea that the media is only out for itself, you know, in a lot of ways. And the way I did it was I kind of imagined, you know, the old movie, A Fantastic Voyage or Inner Space, where people shrink themselves and go inside a human body. And in the same way, I was, you know, exploring the media's brain, you know, and so, you know, and having worked in the media for 40 years, I think I have a pretty good idea of why the media does bad things.
It explains it so well in just a whole bunch of short little statements, like, you know, 2015, Trump is running for president. We'll cover him as a carny show. 2016, Trump just invited the Russians to interfere in our elections. He's kidding, right? 2018, let's not call his lies lies. That'll make us look mean. 2020, Trump is lying about COVID, but let's save it for the book. Just all these little short statements that capture so perfectly where the national media was going with this and why so many of us were tearing out our hair in the process.
And it's still happening.
Now, that's still happening, right. Yes. Well, I didn't want to scroll down too far because I thought it might depress me with a spoiler alert. But again, for the whole thing, stopthepresses.news. And Jennifer, we laugh only to mask the pain of watching so many national newsrooms do exactly the kinds of things Mark is talking about.
Well, I told Mark how much I appreciated his column, but that it also really depressed me.
Yes.
But I do think there's a value in seeing the history laid out that way, and a reminder, like, we know generally, right, the we don't like a lot of things about how Trump is covered. But then when you see it year by year or for 10 years, you know, it's like a kick in the head again, like, gee, right? Because we do live in sort of a short attention span world right now. And so I really like what Mark did, and it left me just a puddle on the floor.
the short attention span could not capture it better, because just early this morning, I saw a report about how
all these rich guys and hedge funds are trying to raise money from one another to help feed the hungry around the world. Well, we had something doing that, USAID, right. But that's like in the distant past now. The outrage has completely settled down, even as people continue starving to death as a result of it. But we always have to move on to the next thing. In fact, Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, the next thing hit us, you know, this week with Trump giving another one of his pardons to criminals, to which I again say, parenthetically, elect a criminal as president, expect the other criminals to be freed from the prison and other people to take their place who are not criminals. But anyway, he pardoned some big shot in the cryptocurrency world, where it turns out the Trump administration or the Trump family has some business connections.
And absolutely, this fellow is referred to as CZ. He is a billionaire. He's the founder of this cryptocurrency exchange called Binance. And the thing that strikes me, and I think other people, both inside and outside law enforcement, this is not someone who made some modest false statements on some documents reporting to the government what his funding was or what the income was. This was a fellow engaged in rampant money laundering. That is no small thing. Way back in 2023, he served 4 months, probably a very light sentence to begin with. And we get then this representation that this is in the interest of reversing the Biden animosity toward cryptocurrency. We're now opening up our nation to that. Caroline Leavitt says the Biden administration's war on crypto is now over. It's not a war on crypto, Caroline. It's a war on crime. And that's what it was. That's what this fellow did. He got a very light sentence. And now, as you're saying, Pat, it is obviously clear that he did this and got this a huge benefit from the president because of his connections with the family. President, once again, reminded, I'm sure your listeners know this, this is one of those things James Madison put in the Constitution, completely unchecked. No yes. capacity to push back on this at all.
No checking whatsoever. And as noted by Tommy Vitor from Pod Save America, Binance willingly failed to report transactions on its platform by Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Hamas, and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. But then Trump's crypto company made a multi-billion dollar deal in partnership with Binance. And so Trump gave the founder of Binance a pardon. And he says, shockingly brazen corruption. Well, Mark, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. It's brazen corruption. It should be shocking. It's I don't know that anybody really covered this in the past day or two.
No, well, not enough. But I mean, I just wonder whether there's a price list for pardon somewhere. You know, whether
could be.
I mean, and the thing that's really frightening about Trump as he's not it's really better to not view him and the Republicans as a political movement. Viewing them as an organized crime ring is better. You understand better what's going on here because, you know, Trump clearly is giving pardons to people who benefit his own family's personal business, just in this case. And he keeps on announcing these kind of minor aid packages for different states, you know, states that he is that have disasters. And he always mentions whether the state voted for him in past elections.
Yes.
And the signal's clear that if you vote for him, you're going to get money from the federal government. If you don't vote for him, we're going to cancel all the aid. And he's in the process of doing that during the shutdown. He's cutting all this stuff to blue states. So he's not the president for the entire people. He really is just a crime boss.
He thinks he's getting away with it. But Jennifer, you know, you and others have taken note that it's one thing to funnel money from, you know, to your friends and away from your perceived foes. But at the same time, as you noted yesterday, your healthcare premiums are going to be going up like 500% so that Trump can use taxpayer funds to do things like, you know, build concentration camps for migrants. People can connect those dots. Nope. Did you mute yourself there, Jennifer? We're having a tough time hearing you. There we go. Okay, go ahead, Jennifer.
70% of Americans think that the ACA subsidies should be extended. And so that tells me right there that people are aware and ticked off about what's happening. And it isn't just the ACA subsidies. Healthcare premiums are going up across the board. People are getting those notices now. And I think I think it is going to be a just a devastating thing to people across the board. And we just don't fully understand how bad it's going to be. And Republicans don't seem really to be interested in that. And I do think it vindicates the Democrat strategy of saying that they were fighting over this government shutdown about the healthcare subsidies. This is really going to hurt people in untold ways.
Yes, and but people are at least seeing these things.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah. And that thing, they can connect the dots. They can see the yes. price increases going up. They can see that there's a president that is instead taking, you know, demolition crews to the White House. But there's still the other things that they can't see. And Jim, I wanted you to talk briefly about the shadow docket,
yes.
which again is another way for the Supreme Court to make what are supposed to be emergency rulings that don't require, you know, a big lengthy dissertation with the legal reasoning. But the Brennan Center put out an updated tracker this week with a, again, here's that word, shockingly, you know, large number of cases, significant cases, where the orders were given on the shadow docket without any real legal reasoning. It's just so authoritarian, I guess you could say.
Absolutely. And it's also a departure. A little statistic here, which the Brennan Center may or may not have noted. Two terms of both Obama and Bush, 16 years, that entire period of time, those two administrations petitioned the Supreme Court for emergency relief a whopping eight times, and the Supreme Court granted them four. In his first term, Donald Trump sought relief in this way 40 times, and now obviously he's on the record, he's moving in that direction once again. And note that these are, as you said, Pat, these are not small ticket items. These are everything from funding of academic institutions to NIH grants. It is overseas funding. And the one that you especially look to is a case that they've now put on the merits docket, which is a situation where they do, in fact, think about these things and have oral argument and have petitions and memorandums written by the attorneys, all those kinds of things, is this case involving the FTC commissioner. 90 years ago, the Supreme Court said you can't terminate people who are part of independent agencies. It's a case called Humphrey's Executor. Encourage your listeners to keep that in mind. It appears that the Supreme Court is about to overturn that. At that time, telling FDR, you can't do this. Now, 2025, 2026, it appears the Supreme Court is about to overturn Humphrey's Executor and give this president, again, on the merits docket, following the shadow docket, this complete authority. It is a wild ride through a lack of explanation. There's no transparency. Americans should demand more. John Roberts, once again, what are you doing? What are you doing?
And if they don't, then Mark, at least they coming back from the things they can't see to the things they can see. Prices, for example, the consumer price index number just came out. It rose 3% from a year earlier. So that's inflation is accelerating slightly in numbers that were delayed because of the government shutdown. But again, people note the price tags, Mark. This is this still has plenty of opportunity to come back and bite Trump in the bottom between now and the midterms.
Yeah. Oh, no question. Actually, I'm surprised that the impact of the tariffs isn't worse. And I think that part of it is that Trump has pressured corporations to eat some of the what they pay. You know, and it's not foreign countries. You know, as Trump, you know, lied for a long time saying foreign countries are going to pay the tariffs. No, they're not. American corporations are paying them, and American consumers are paying them.
Yeah.
But it's not. But it hasn't been as much on consumers yet. I think they're trying to hold the line so they don't get abused by Trump. But that's got to end at some point.
Is there a week in review panel?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see it. The thing, Pat, is that because of the shutdown and because Mark. Trump doesn't like government statistics, we may not see too many more, you know, very quickly.
Okay. Thank you, Mark Jacob, Jim Zemtel, Jennifer Schulze. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Halloween is creeping up fast. Don't let the holidays scare you from having a party. Drive down to Wisconsin's last true dime store. Beaver's Dime Store in Nakusa has everything you will need for this great holiday, from old-fashioned candy to household decorations and gear to stay warm while trick-or-treating. Let Beaver's Dime Store take the horror out of holiday parties and put the fun back into time with family and friends. Have a spooky Halloween from everyone at Beaver's Dime Store in Nakusa.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Ooh, boo! Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is going to scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. Our show is proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. I have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by family, friends, really, of ours, Family Natural Foods. With us, we have Katrina Hintner in studio. How you doing, Kat?
Hey, I'm good.
Good to have you with us, as always. How have things been over at the shop?
Good. It's like that, you know, fall time. Yes. Everybody's getting ready for something. They're getting ready for either immune health, or they're getting ready for events going on. And like, I think we both just mirrored the same conclusion that we're all like spinning way too many plates and we're ready for a little bit more of downtime, which I am thankful here in Wisconsin, we actually get a tiny bit more of that. Maybe nature makes us do it with a little bit more dark.
I've been realizing that more and more, that it's nature's way of doing that for us.
It's like you have to.
Yes.
We're like in Florida, you know, it's not as dark and, you know, they're close to the equator and it's warm-ish. It's still cold in the winter for them, right? It's still a different thing. But like we have to slow down a little bit more and I'm ready for that. And I hope that everybody takes more time in this winter season to be more reflective and just take time just to be, because we all do too much stuff. And phones, I was just listening to podcasts on like phones and how like that's our dopamine surge of feeling good and happy and those like hormones and how we feel. And we don't allow ourselves just to be, just to like read a book or simply just watch nature, just hang out. Even if it's 5 or 10 minutes, we're so focused on like being around our phone and getting things done. But I want to encourage everyone in the season of darker and quieter
to embrace that, to let it come in for you.
There's a gift in that.
Yeah.
And certainly, while we've spent a lot of time with you all at Family Natural Foods talking about the body and keeping you upright, healthy, all those things, your mental health is just as important.
Right.
And we were just talking about this with our last interview with Kazoo and everything, how important that is and how beneficial it can be to the rest of everything else. So often we talk about, especially with gut health and these things, those things going on inside that you can't see how they can affect you on the outside.
Yeah.
Same thing on the reverse.
Yes.
What you're feeling and thinking on the inside can have just as much of an impact on your outside in many, many different ways. And when you take that moment, when you take that beat, you're doing yourself a favor as much as the ones around you and your loved ones. And you tend to enjoy your day a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's a win-win for you.
It's important to check in. And if we're feeling too overwhelmed, it really does affect our immune system and different things like that. So
I really do think it's a great point about nature kind of making us slow down a little
bit. It's great.
There's a gift in that, not only in what you're talking about, Katrina, but also in the idea of, oh, I can take a breath. So what have I been what have I slacked on?
Yeah.
What have I been not keeping up on with my own body and my own health and everything, and start checking some boxes there?
Yes, exactly. So this is just a reminder, not for just you and I, James, because this is definitely a reminder for us.
It'd be great.
Yes, this is for us.
It just helps you guys, fine. But this is definitely, no.
But it's also for everybody. Like, just check in with yourself. And winter is a great season to slow down and do that. Couple things I just want to highlight here. I wanted to just get the date out there of we're going to have a Q&A panel discussion. I mentioned it last time. It's going to be November 18th. We're going to be on air before so we can talk more details. It's pretty simple. Come with questions. And we're going to have a panel of different experts of the field. Usually there's a nurse, an herbalist. We have, hopefully, Mike Hittner, my dad, will be joining, which is always fun to bring him back.
Yeah.
And we're just going to talk about different things. So it could be, you know, kids' health to nerve pain to you name it. We can all kind of talk about it. And if you don't have questions, please come anyways, because you'll learn something from it, from other people's questions. And, you know, you never know who might have an issue that you are surrounded by that you can help with that.
Yeah.
So that one will be fun. That's going to be November 18th at 5:15 at Family Natural Foods.
It's there can be times where maybe you feel uncomfortable asking a question over the phone or looking it up even online.
Yeah.
My dad was dealing with that, where he didn't want to put anything into a search engine once and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's understandable. Being in person, an event like this may be a little bit easier for you, a little smoother for you to do. It's also important, I think, or a good idea, I think, at least, when you're thinking of this event, when you think of a question, write it down. I have, you guys have done a couple of these over the years, and I have heard over the years once or twice an individual or a guest or somebody like that being like, oh, I was going to go, I forgot my question.
Yes.
It may seem silly, but write it down.
Write it down now if you have it, and then bring it later, because you might forget, what was that important question that I had?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's great. So that's a fun one. So that's going to mark your calendars for November 18th at 5:15. That's a panel discussion kind of style that we're going to do, which will be good. So, James, we're going to do something a little different. So as you all can hear, it's just me. I mean, you and me, James. Sorry.
Sure.
But Stephen's not here. So I thought I would kind of do some highlights of some of the products that we have on sale this month, because we have a lot of companies. Some of our favorite companies are on sale the month of October because we're honoring our anniversary sale. So it's fun to keep that sale feeling going on.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd highlight a couple of the companies, some of their products that I think don't get talked about as much. So it's just like a small highlight of each of these things. If people have more questions, come in and ask. But I'm just going to go down the line, and we're gonna learn about some things
right
here
on
together. Okay. So Himalaya is a brand. It's an Ayurvedic brand. And for any of you that have learned a little bit about Ayurvedic, it's a native Indian's medicine, their traditional medicine. Stephen actually studied a little bit of that. So that's kind of fun. He's got a little extra emphasis with that.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of great products, such as ashwagandha, which is really good, adaptogen. It adapts to your body. It helps you handle stress, right? We're talking about stress earlier. It helps you actually get energized, but it can also keep you calm, which is wild to me that it knows your body and it knows how to adapt in what you need at that time. But it's a really good adaptogen. And they have a lot of other really great Indian herbs as well, but I wanted to highlight their toothpaste that they have. And people have maybe heard this word. I think I'm going to say it right, but I might not. So it's hydroxyapatite. It is a specific kind of calcium that some people will actually take as a calcium form for their bones. Not as popular of a calcium form, but they've done research on how it's really good for your teeth. Because right when you get a cavity, it's essentially a hole in your tooth, right? But this is a calcium, so it builds your enamel. It helps build your teeth. It might not be reversing your cavity, but if you start using it now, it can help your body naturally prevent it. It's also an alternative.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's taken action in response to a Canadian TV ad featuring snippets of former President Ronald Reagan talking about tariffs. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
The president made his announcement that he's suspended any trade talks with Canada for now.
Ontario's premier just posting to X, President Reagan knew we are stronger together. Police outside a Coast Guard base near Oakland, California, opened fire on a U-Haul truck during an anti-ICE protest. CBS News Bay Area photojournalist Rick Villaroman was there.
It pulled forward as if he trying to gain some courage, which he did. Then he sped up the ramp and they opened fire about 20, 30 rounds at it.
Witnesses say the truck hit two people. Target slashing 1,800 corporate jobs over weak sales growth. CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
With a new CEO set to take the reins in February, the moves are part of the retailer's efforts to streamline decision-making and strengthen its customer base.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.